is on the air. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. That seaman of delight, that Romeo of the radio, that purveyor of poop, the man you hear every week and see only too seldom, the one and only Jack Benny.
Hello again, this is Jack Benny, your Hollywood playboy, bringing you the latest gossip of the movie world. Flash. A little birdie just whispered to me that Buck Benny, the galloping gaucho of the airwaves, has been seen in a night spot with the lovely film star, Gail Patrick. But don't get the wrong idea, eavesdroppers. Gail is Beau Brummel Benny's leading lady in Artists and Models, which, as you should know by now, is Paramount's super colossal musical extravaganza of the new season. Ah, yes, folks, modesty forbids me really giving you the lowdown on this great picture. Suffice it to say that Artists and Models will give you all the excitement, pleasure, and genuine satisfaction that you get from those six delicious stars: Ida Lupino, Richard Arlen, Gail Patrick, Ben Blue, Judy Canova, and me, whose name escapes me for the moment.
It's Jack Benny.
That's right. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome, Jack. I might forget mine sometime.
Yeah. Well, anyway, folks, Artists and Models is packed with entertainment. In addition to the players I just mentioned, you'll see the Yacht Club boys, Louis Armstrong and his sizzling trumpet, and specialties by Martha Ray, Andre Castellanos and his orchestra, Judy Ann and Zeke, Russell Patterson's personettes, Connie Boswell, six of the world's leading artists, Peter Arno, McClellan Barclay, Arthur William Brown, Rube Goldberg, John Legata, and Russell Patterson. You'll also see the loveliest models in the world, headed by Sandra Storm, England's most famous model. And folks, if that isn't a great show, then may Buck Benny never ride again.
He never could.
Quiet, Mary.
And now for a radio preview of the new picture Jack Benny just told you about, Artists and Models. And incidentally, it's the best picture Jack has ever appeared in. We hear first the Yacht Club boys, those harem scarum vocalizers, in their wild arrangement of Sasha Pasha.
Attention, please, attention, we're about to introduce the brain behind the show that we have come here to introduce. The Ziegfelds and the Schuberts and the Minskys have for years been sending for this genius when they needed new ideas. He's the king of all producers, would you like to meet him now?
Sasha Pasha!
Sasha Pasha!
Sasha Pasha, take a bow!
You sent for Sasha Pasha, Sasha Pasha, he has come!
Hooray for Sasha Pasha, now as they begin to hum.
I've got an inspiration, the sensation of the day.
When you look at Sasha Pasha's show, we know you're gonna say, it's colossal, tremendous, gigantic, stupendous, the super special epic of the year.
Marvelous!
It's amazing, titanic, terrific, dynamic. It has a thrill, a throb, a laugh, a tear.
Beautiful!
It'll kill them, it'll fill them, it'll make them throw a fit.
Cause whatever Sasha Pasha does is bound to be.
It's colossal, tremendous, gigantic, stupendous, the super special epic of the year.
The Beau Brummel himself, the man about town, Jack Benny, illustrates the proper conduct for a modern young man who meets two lovely girls on the same morning. Two charming, beautiful, luscious girls who take one look at Jack and think their search has ended. Jack Benny, Gail Patrick, and Ida Lupino in a scene from Artists and Models, which proves that Mary Livingston may be wrong, that Jack may really have something at bat. Take it away, Jack.
Hello, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, I was never happier in my life.
Good.
Don't you think I fairly shine today?
Well, a little powder will fix that up.
Oh, but I feel like shining. For the first time in my life, I'm really happy and you're responsible.
I?
Oh, Mac, you have so much to learn about in life.
I guess so. No, Father was always going to have a talk with me, but he kept putting it off.
Darling, don't be so blind. You know I'm crazy about you.
About me?
Of course. Haven't we been together almost every night?
Well, yes. Well, I didn't think your intentions were serious.
Of course you did.
Well, wait a minute.
Cynthia, I didn't give you any encouragement.
Yes, you did. You let me kiss you.
Oh, well, that's because I was carried away by the music. I struggled. A little.
Darling, you're the dearest thing in the world. Will you marry me?
Cynthia, this is so sudden.
Will you? What's the matter, dear?
Well, Cynthia, I'm so happy. Now, I've got to make a note of our engagement.
Oh, I have a splendid idea, Mac. We'll announce our engagement tonight at the ball.
Yeah.
Goodbye, dear. I have a million things to do.
Yum, thum, da, thum. Yum, thum, da, ding. Yum, thum, da, thum, ding, da, ding.
Good morning, Mac.
And a very good morning it is, Paula.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm tired, Mac.
Oh, well, maybe you've been working too hard, Paula. Is there anything I can do for you? I mean, do you want an aspirin or an ice cream soda?
Mac, you're the dearest friend I've ever had, and I mean it. You're always so gentle and considerate.
Well, it's my nature. I can't help.
No, I'm not joking. I never appreciated you before. Well, I know I've disappointed you and hurt you. But, darling, if you still want me, I'd love to become Mrs. Mac Brewster.
You mean that,
Yes.
Well, this is a fine time to tell me.
Oh, no, don't keep me waiting, Mac, please. I know it's embarrassing.
Yes, I'm practically married now.
And you mean it's yes?
Look, Paula, nobody has to know anything about this, do they? I mean, for a while, anyway.
Of course, I want everybody to know. We'll announce it at the ball tonight. Goodbye, sweet. I have a million things to do.
Stella?
Yes, sir.
Which is cheaper, breach of promise or bigamy?
While Jack is in that quandary, let's really go to town with a song spree from artists and mothers. A trio of tunes ranging from the ridiculous to the sublime and back to the madness of swing. Judy Ann and Zeke, those hillbilly hellions, started off with that wild and woolly favorite, Jesse Jane.
It was on a Wednesday night, the moon was shining bright. They robbed the Glendale train, and the people they did say, for many miles away, it was the outlaws, Frank and Jesse Jane. Jesse had a wife, tomorrow night, the children they are playing. Was a dirty little coward that shot to Mr. Howard and laid Jesse James in his grave.
Young little old lady,
Andre Kostelunix and his orchestra bring you a song destined to be one of the hits of the year. The sweeping melodic strains of Leo Robin and Frederick Hollander's romantic creation, Whispers in the Dark. And it is sung for you by none other than radio's own songbird, Connie Boswell. One extreme to another. Artists and Models presents the season's wildest melody, played and sung by two musical maniacs. Martha Ray, in a hot Harlem Hosanna, while Louis Armstrong beats up the old brass for Public Melody No. 1.
bundle of joy. Till the dough, he just hit. Yes, gun was only a toy. Compared to no shot from a hot pond day. Oh, it must have come up. You hear the rattle. Run! Hide out! Until he passes. He's out! Yes, the man is. Look out! The public building number one.
Great show, then may Buck Benny never ride again.
That's what you said before, Jack. And darned if it isn't worth repeating. It's Artists and Models, Paramount's new musical extravaganza that has...
I just thought of a swell gag for my picture. This way, please.
It's a fine time to start thinking about gags. They finished shooting your picture last Wednesday.
They did? Well, it's a wonder they wouldn't tell me. I've been standing in front of a camera all afternoon.
Well, anyway, folks... Artists and Models was directed by Raoul Walsh. This preview of Artists and Models was produced at the Paramount Studios in Hollywood. This is Gay Whitman speaking.